Well, obviously, we did not get the result we wanted. A couple things stand out. Obviously, the shooting once again. So, two games in a row, our numbers are where they're at, and this is the results you get. So, I thought we played hard, but again, they got a rebounded. We're just not playing good enough to win against a team that's playing well on the road. So, had our opportunities, had a lead, but certainly didn't get it done. But Smith hit some big shots. Some of them were guarded pretty well, but give him credit. Certainly a disappointing loss for us, and you know, puts us in a situation here where we've got to go do something here going forward. And this is another tough loss for us, and a bad loss in that we don't make shots and don't play the way we want to play.
I mean, you had another rough game from Jamel. Is he just worn down, or what's going on?
Obviously, it's hard. I mean, when you look at the numbers and trying to figure out what we're doing, and obviously Cameron being out put us in another situation too as well. So, it's hard to have have guys out there playing a lot of minutes and not getting the results you need. There's no question. So. I don't know that he could be tired. We felt good, two games ago, and now the results speak differently in the last two games.
Were they able to do something different in the second half to take away some of what was so successful with Michael inside?
I don't know that they did anything different. I mean, we got some layups in transition. He made a couple jump shots. We were going through them. We didn't finish a couple shots. We continued to go to them, had some turnovers on the drives. But, to me, it was like we should have got some more offensive rebounds. We should have got out of as many missed shots as we did have. So, we got them on the block. They got big bodies in there. They threw a couple at him and probably affected some of his shots as misses.
Jamie, you going in, you had talked about the fact you're a pretty good rebounding team. Is that kind of disappointing? Because I'm sure you emphasized that.
Yeah, we did. And they're high in overall. And to get out rebounded by eight is a big number for us. So we know that's a strength of ours and something that we've really been emphasizing. And our numbers have been good lately through this stretch here when we were as we've been coming on. But you look at the numbers, you go for 11 from three, you get out rebounded, you're not leaving yourselves many other options, opportunities to find a way to win.
It's the second game in a row you played a team for the second time and scored like 30 fewer points. Are they defending you differently than they did earlier in the season?
I just think you don't got to make some shots. I mean, 0 for 11 and 3 for 21 are going to have something to do with that. And I think they stuck with us and made us take tough shots. We tried to get to the basket more. We wanted to take less threes and get more attempts at the free throw. We didn't get that done accomplished. We did take less jump shots to a degree, but simply we had a lead and couldn't hold on.
24 field goals, only 6 assists.
Yeah, I mean, that's, last game, too, and it's something we've been talking about. It's usually not so much in the past. It's not something we always talk about as far as a specific number that we want to get. It seems to happen, but it's not happening. We've been trying to set a goal to get a certain number, and we did that in the Duke game, but we didn't do it in these last two games. And so, I think the ball movement is not as good as it needs to be. We're not playing as much inside out as we want to do, and we're not scoring enough. We're not scoring well enough. I mean, simply put, I mean, you shoot 39%. You've got to shoot a higher percentage to win games on the road, especially when you go for 11 from three.
Did you like the ones you were getting?
Yeah, I thought early on. Yeah, I thought the ones we had were good. And I don't know if James has counted the last one or was one of those 11, but. This is the one Sheldon had in the corner. It actually looked like a pretty good look, I think, at the end. So, but they're not. It's not. If we're not making shots, and it's you got to believe, you got to do things better, get better shots.
It's been a while since you've seen Tech, obviously, but
I think, you know, probably defending better with Hunt out there. They probably got bigger bodies on the perimeter and harder to score against, I would guess. I wish I guess, but that, to me, that seems like the best thing they're doing. I think their big guys have improved. The younger big guys are able to play those guys some minutes too as well and get the production out of those. And Lambert, I guess.
He said put you in a situation where you have to do something going forward. How do you look at the tournament?
Yeah, obviously, I don't know where we're. I don't know the results today and where we're at. But yeah, I mean, obviously, we've lost two in a row. You know, a week ago, everybody's saying how good we were, and now it's we'll be questioned, we've got to answer. We've got to go do something about it. So everybody's half the teams are losing their last day going into this tournament, and we're one of those, and we've got to respond in the right way.
Played Wilson a little bit at the two, just looking for a spark there.
Well, we didn't have Cameron, so it kind of that was kind of the that obviously we would like to have Cameron. He's been playing pretty well for us, and minutes have increased, and so. We think I think he'll be back here next for the tournament. I was hoping he was going to be ready today, but that was not the case. So I think that was we Damon got some minutes there and Sterling some minutes. So that was that's where that rotation. So we had to make up the minutes and still probably played a couple guys too many minutes with Jamel and James.
What's Cameron? What's his?
The elbow, laceration, a pretty big cut that he got, it's a freak accident. I mean, just hit the door. There was a metal sheet in the thing. It's hard to explain because it's unheard of, but, and just hit it, and he's got a huge gash on his right on his elbow. If it was somewhere else, he could probably play, but where it was at, the movement, obviously, it's his left elbow.
Smith obviously was a huge lift for them. I mean, in the shots, he challenged his shots pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, those were big, and we guarded it pretty well. But he seems to make guarded shots. He takes those shots. He raises up. He's got a pretty high quick release. So. Those were obviously big. I mean, those were the game changers right there that took the lead and looked like we were had an opportunity, but he had two big ones late among some other ones too.
Anything else?
Thank you.